Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, this year has been full of so many different changes. We've had riots and protesting. We're still dealing with a pandemic. We've got the election coming up. And as if all of those weren't bad enough, this past week, I found out that we've been hit with one more big change. For the first time in 54 years, It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown will not be broadcast on TV this Halloween.
Boo!
Yeah, I know. Boo! It's moving to the Apple Plus streaming service. Gee, thanks, 2020. Way to kick us when we're down. Watching Linus in the Pumpkin Patch is part of our fall tradition. And now we don't even get that. I'm just ready for this year to be over. Where's our security blanket when we need it? Today is Reformation Sunday. And given what's been going on, I couldn't help but think of change. Yes, we remember the changes that Martin Luther made in 16th century Germany. We remember him posting those 95 theses on October 31st, 1517. We remember how he called people back to the gospel. And all of that is great stuff. But honestly, I bet that many of you don't really care about church history. You're just trying to make it through the changes you're dealing with now. You don't really care about the changes of the past. Well, I'm sorry to say, but we can't escape it. Change is the only constant in life, as they say. History repeats itself. Here's a great example. In 2012, Christian author Phyllis Tickle published a book called The Great Emergence: How Christianity is Changing and Why. Her thesis is that every 500 years, the church goes through a massive transition, or what she calls the 500-year-old rummage sale. The church cleans house, so to speak, deciding on what things to get rid of and what things to hold on to. And it all started around 2,000 years ago with Jesus. Tickle calls this the Great Transformation. This was the time when God became Emmanuel, God with us. That redefined how we had our relationship with God. Then, 500 years after that, the Roman Empire fell and the Dark Ages started. Because of that, the preservation of the church went underground, and it fell into the hands of monks and nuns. Next, roughly 500 years later, in the year 1054, was the Great Schism, the time when the Christian church split in two, becoming what we know today as the Eastern Church and the Western Church. Then, 500 years after that, we get the Reformation. That gave us new understandings about how people can relate to God and interpret the Bible. Which means today, we are sitting roughly 500 years after the Reformation. In Tickle's book, she argues that the rummage sale happening now is the emergent church. This means church life is crossing denominational boundaries, we are seeking common ground, and we're embracing social causes to serve our neighbors in the name of Jesus. Perhaps that's true. But Tickle died in 2015, 3 years after her book was published, so she didn't get to see what we're going through right now. Although I think her idea of the 500-year-old rummage sale is worthwhile, I think the current rummage sale is related to the COVID-19 pandemic. this is definitely a big change in the life of the church. It is forcing us to reconsider how we do ministry, how we connect to one another, and how we relate to God in the midst of a global crisis. Right, at the start of this year, none of us had a clue what the life of the church would look like now, or in the future. None of us had a visit from some time traveler who gave us a heads up on what this year would be like. If you want to see a funny example of that, though, check out YouTuber Julie Nopi and her series of three videos called Explaining the Pandemic to My Past Self. They're pretty funny. But unfortunately, none of us had a future self coming to give us a warning of what this year would be like. So here we are. And this has been a major change. A change unlike anything we've seen in, 500 years. So let's go back to the last change. The one that happened in Luther's day. In a wonderful article for Living Lutheran magazine back in September, Presiding Bishop Elizabeth Eaton wrote the following about all of the changes that Luther experienced. She wrote, quote, "Luther knew about trouble. He had been excommunicated by the church and declared an outlaw by the emperor. The bubonic plague had returned to Wittenberg, Germany. His seven-month-old daughter, Elizabeth, had died. Western Europe was under attack by the Ottoman Empire. Civil unrest resulted in the Peasants' War, which was brutally crushed by the nobility. Luther lived in uncertain times. It's unlikely that Luther could say with certainty in 1527 how his work would turn out. The Reformation was not a glorious march of unbroken progress. It was messy. The reformers argued with one another. It was violent. It had its share of hateful and divisive rhetoric. Anathemas were being levied by all sides against each other. And even at the end of his life, Luther wondered if he had been right, if he had been faithful to the word. If it wasn't apparent to Luther and others what was happening, it was clear that something was happening. The world was changing. Political and religious turmoil wasn't going on in a vacuum. This was a time of new technology, the printing press, and scientific discovery. Copernicus kicking Earth out of the center of the solar system. Luther wasn't impressed. What new world was emerging? What new thing was God calling into being? How is the Spirit calling and shaping the church to be a clear witness? Unquote. With all of the changes going on around him, it is no wonder why Luther was attracted to Psalm 46, the psalm that is always appointed for Reformation Sunday. The mountains shake in the heart of the sea. Its waters roar and foam. The mountains tremble with its tumult. The nations are in uproar. The kingdoms totter. In this psalm, the speaker makes it very clear that there are drastic changes going on in the world. There are physical changes to the earth and turbulence in how people are living together. Today, we would say that the virus is continuing to spread around the world, and everyone has to deal with the effects of it. There is a lot of uncertainty and new directions that we're forced to take now. But however, as the presiding bishop said elsewhere in her article, our time is very similar to Luther's time. Not only because there's a great change, but also because God is still with us. Throughout the history of the church, throughout all of those 500-year rummage sales, God has continued to bring new life. God has continued to reform the church. God has continued to bring resurrection. During his time of hiding in Wartburg Castle in 1529, Luther was inspired by Psalm 46 to write "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," which is now basically the Lutheran theme song. Luther knew that even in the midst of everything changing, there was still one thing that never changed: God. Our sense of stability, our sense of calm, our sense of normal comes from God, not from the world around us. In the final verse of the hymn, Luther put it this way: "Were they to take our house, goods, honor, child, or spouse, though life be wrenched away, they cannot win the day. The kingdom's ours forever." And the author of Psalm 46 said it like this: "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." So whether it's the days of the psalmist, the days of the early church, the days of the growing church, the days of the Reformation, or the days of COVID-19, God is still our mighty fortress. When everything around us is changing, God continues to hold on to us, and God promises to bring us to new life. So Reformation Sunday isn't just about remembering what Martin Luther did way back when in Germany. Reformation is about celebrating how God is always doing a new thing, how the church continues to grow, and how God still provides us comfort and peace in this crazy, messed up world. Even though things will never be like they once were, and even if we don't get to watch "It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown" on TV this year, God's love, God's faithfulness, and God's presence still remain. It is no wonder then why Luther said, "A mighty fortress is our God." That's good news. In the name of the one who brings new life out of change, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.